Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, it's
0012. Okay. Sorry, that didn't go through. Can you give it to me one more time? I'm sorry. 2511.
2511.
Uh-huh.
3501.
Uh-huh.
0016. 0012.
Two, okay. Cool. Is this Made Back Trucking?
Made Back Trucking, yes.
Okay, awesome. Let me just confirm some information really quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. And let's see. To whom am I speaking?
Stacy Harvey.
Stacy Harvey. Is it Stacyharvey?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And what's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
405-816-2345.
2345, okay. Let's see. Okay, 405-816-2345, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just confirm your address and some other information really quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. I got 2104 Mill Creek Way. Is that up to date?
Yes.
Okay, Choctaw 73020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you guys have a website?
73020. No, we
73020.
Don't.
Okay, what about your email address, Stacy?
Stacy, Stacyher Harvey, Harvey, at gmail.com.
Okay, Stacyharvey at gmail.com, right?
Stacy R. Harvey at gmail.com.
Stacy R. Harvey?
At gmail.com.
Okay, cool. Sorry, you're just breaking up a little bit. Just want to make sure. Stacy R. Harvey, gmail.com. Okay. And then what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship, an S Corp, LLC?
It's an LLC.
LLC. And are you the 100% owner?
No, there's two of us.
Two of us? It's 50-50?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
About 2 years.
About 2 years? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. If you want to let me know what your kind of information you're looking for, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
We're just trying to get the truck. It's a trucking company, as you see. We're just trying to get new tires. We need a little mechanical work done to it. Just a little extra funds to have for, you know, different stuff. We've encountered some breakdowns on the truck and put us down for a minute and, you know, just trying to get some funds to keep it rolling successfully.
Yeah.
And to start, you know, building capital.
Okay. How many trucks do you guys have?
We only have one.
Okay, cool.
But we are looking to expand. We do have someone that said if we would get another truck, they would give us this contract, you know, that we would be running every day for them. So we're just trying to go in that direction.
Gotcha. So you have some potential projects. Your truck is out of commission as of right now. Is that correct?
No, it was. It's been broke down, but we had to get it fixed. And, you know, it took a little cash flow from us, but, you know, it's up and running.
Okay, gotcha.
To, you know, get a little capital to get another one to, you know.
Yeah.
Get this.
Are you guys looking for another truck, or are you just looking for some cash flow to for like maintenance?
Yes. Okay. No, we're looking for another truck. We're looking for cash flow too, but you know, we'd like to be able to somewhere down the way. Because one of the companies we work for did tell us, you know, if we had another truck that we would get this this one contract they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would just be the ones running it for them.
Okay, cool. Do you guys do like cross border stuff, like through different states, or you mostly operate just in Oklahoma? Or
no, we go to different states.
Cool. Okay. So you're looking for financing for a truck, and then you're looking for some operating cash flow, basically for like maintenance and gas, payroll, things like that. Am I correct?
Mhm. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So how much are you looking for working capital?
I don't know, about 10,000, 15,000. 20 would you get it? No.
So 20 would be like best, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. But you could use 10 minimum, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then the truck that you're looking at, do you already have a vendor? Like, do you have one picked out already?
No, we haven't been looking for one. We're just kind of using the one we have and trying to, you know, keep that operable and do what we need to you know, to try to expand.
Yeah. So
with one of these big rigs, when it goes down, it's a big chunk of money to get it fixed. So.
Yeah, I know. Not to mention the opportunity cost. You're not making money while it's down too.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I know. I have a lot of customers in the trucking industry, actually. So I'm like kind of familiar with the industry. So how much are you looking to spend on a truck? Are you guys looking at a new one or used, or what would you like to do?
Probably a used one. A new one is pretty costly. Right,
yeah,
now we're just trying to, you know, get a used one and a used one that's in good condition.
Right. How much, what kind of price range do you think that you'd be looking for like a used one, like best case scenario?
About 35, 40,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then would you need any other...
You can always put a down payment on one, well, this will be done, put a down payment on one and we, you know, pay it every...
Yeah. Yeah, and you can always use the working capital for a down payment too, depending how, what kind of programs we get you approved for.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah, so are you going to need another employee for the other truck?
Yeah, we will.
Okay, cool. So that's also where the working capital will come in handy too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you gone to your bank for financing? Did you get any feedback from them at all?
No, we haven't. We're a little bank, and no, we haven't. We just haven't.
Is it because you're confident they won't really be able to help you, or based on your experience with them in the past?
So. I don't think so.
Have you gone to them for financing before?
No, not at all.
No, okay. Who do you bank with?
City National Bank. It's a little small bank just here in Oklahoma.
City National, okay. So this, if you get a new truck, it's going to allow you to take on some new projects. How much are these projects going to make you?
Ooh. Well, on the one truck, it's like $3,000 a week. So if another one we got added, it would be, you know, another $3,000 a week. So.
Okay, cool. So there's a lot of potential here. So roughly $12,000 a month, and then so over 6 months, it would add significant amount of revenue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys started about 2 years ago. What did you guys do last year in gross revenue?
About 40. And our truck was down for like 2.5 months, too.
Gotcha.
That time too,
so you would have done more.
Yes. About 2.5 months, it was down.
Okay. Yeah. And so you did $40,000 last year. Was that up over the year before? Did you do more than the year before?
We had just gotten started the year before, so.
Okay, gotcha. So you didn't really have too much cash flow the year before that, right?
Yeah.
What are you guys on track to doing this year? Are you on track to beating that 40K?
Well, a little bit more than that. A whole lot more than that.
How much have you done so far this year?
I think this year we're at about 56. So.
56?
56, 57, yeah.
Okay, cool. And you still got like 4 more months left in the year, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, so you guys are growing. Yeah, I mean, anytime you're growing that rapidly, you know, you're going to need some external financing resources, you know what I mean? Because as you're taking on new jobs, you still, you know, you got to pay all the upfront costs for those new jobs, and your old jobs, you're not getting paid right away, you know what I mean? So for these jobs, what's your collection like? Is it like a net 30 collection, or do they usually pay you right away or upfront?
Yeah, they pay us right away. As soon as we turn in paperwork, they deposit into the account. So it's like a day and a half turnaround. Once we drop loads, we send in the paperwork. Then about a day and a half later, we get confirmation and we get paid. It's like that.
Cool.
This load is about $1,000 a load. We run it 3 days a week. So
mm-hmm.
We had another, because they offered us, they said if we could get two more trucks, we could get out that whole. Because there's two other people running it. He said, we got two more trucks that we would just take over. They would just give us that whole load.
Yeah.
To run.
How many customers do you guys have? Do you guys have, like, one company that you do most of the work with, or do you work with a couple different companies?
Yeah. It's just one right now. And they pretty much take good care of us. They give us
yeah.
the load. that we want every, you know, 3 days a week.
And they're offering you even more work.
Oklahoma to Texas, yeah. So it's $1,000 a load. So we just, you know, it's $3,000 a week. Sometimes it depends on if we go to San Antonio or we go to Austin. One might be $950 because it's closer, and the other one might be $1,000. So it's, yeah.
Cool. It's a good opportunity here. Have you always been in the trucking industry and you just started your own business recently?
I have my boyfriend. He drives. I drive for a living, too. I drove in L.A. for, I also have my commercial license. But we've both always, I've been driving. I have another business also that I have a daycare business I have for 14 years that I run. But this business right here we got into together because, you know, it's his profession. So.
Gotcha. So you and your boyfriend, are you guys 50-50 ownership of the business?
Of this business, yeah. Yeah. The other business is mine.
The other one's yours, the daycare, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, when I was little, my grandma started a daycare because my mom was working, and my grandma was still, like, relatively young. So she quit her job and started a daycare. So it's kind of where I grew up. So okay, so let's see. So did you finance your first truck, or how did you pay for your first truck?
Yeah, we financed it.
Okay, gotcha. Are you still paying that off right now?
Yeah. We don't have much more on it, I don't think.
Who did you finance the truck with? Was it through, like, a third party or through the vendor or something?
Go Capital.
Go Capital. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Do they have any offers for you for the next truck, or have you gone to them for more financing?
No, they said that we have to, no, we haven't gone to them, but they said they would, though. The lender, the lady who was our rep, she said that we could if we wanted to, but we just didn't want to go back to them. We're trying to, because that's what they do. They don't do monetary capital. They just do, you know, equipment. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Gotcha. So just to tell you a little bit about us, I'm not sure if you did any research or anything on us, but we're a one-stop shop. We've been in this for 14 years. We have a lot of resources. We don't just do one program. We got working capital, equipment financing, and kind of everything in between. We got programs for people with great credit, bad credit, people that have been in business for a long time, as well as startups. So for you, since you've only been in business 2 years, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge if you go to, like, your traditional lender or your local bank.
We knew that. Yeah, that's why I didn't even know.
Right, that's kind of the feeling I got. You know how it goes. Especially after the financial crisis 2008, they got a lot more regulated, so they're not even allowed to lend to, like, certain types of businesses anymore, and it's just a pain. So that's kind of, like, where we fit in. We kind of fill in those gaps. So let me see. So you're looking at capital, you're looking at equipment. Do you have a timeline of when you need the truck? Pretty much as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, as soon as possible so we can go ahead and lock down another driver.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Let's see here. How would you rate your credit, Stacy? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's probably in the middle.
Okay. Any idea of the number figure? I'm sorry?
It's almost at a 6.
Okay, cool. Not terrible. I mean, honestly, most business owners don't have good credit because you're constantly having to do financing for things, and you're seasonal, right? I mean, not you, but a lot of businesses are seasonal. So during the good season, their credit's great. Bad season, they have to borrow money to get through. You know, it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And then any idea of your – what's your boyfriend's name, by the way?
Chester.
Chester, okay. Last name?
Mac.
M-A-C?
Yeah, M-A-C-K.
M-A-C-K, okay. Any idea if his credit is about the same or?
It's about the same.
Okay. Okay, cool. So the first truck, did you guys, like, co-sign together on it, or is it just under his name or yours?
No, it's under both of our names.
Okay. So when did they let you know that, hey, we got some more projects for you? Was it just pretty recently, or when did you decide you needed financing, basically, is my question.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. When did you guys decide to get this extra truck? Did they just tell you recently, like, hey, we got some more jobs for you, or has it been something you've been thinking about for a while?
Yeah, since we've been running it, you know, they said they threw it out there because they really, really like him, and you know, because he's very efficient. He's on time. He, you know, he pretty much works, you know, he does, he's very responsible as far as his job and his duty. So they know that he's pretty much going to make sure that everything is, you know, going to be in a timely manner.
Right. So you guys have kind of built that relationship over time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, they got tons of partners, too. I'm sure eventually they're going to want to refer you more business, you know. Okay. Have you guys taken
out?
Oh no, I was just saying it's good to have a good relationship with them because they're gonna want to send you more business over time too. You know.
Yeah.
It's good to
build
your brand. Yeah. How did you guys get this customer? Did you have to like market around, or was it just like a referral, word of mouth, or?
No, I mean basically we just started. That was just one of the loads that we started doing, and hey. This is what it was, and so, you know, with him being so, what they like about him is that he's on time. He don't turn down work. He don't turn it down.
Yeah.
Unless, like, if the truck is down something, they just know that if they call him, he's going to be there.
But how did he find him in the first place is what I'm curious about. Like, did he advertise?
Just on the low board. No, just on the low board. He's on the low board. He found it, and it was something that was, you know, doable, that's not a far run, and,
gotcha.
And so, yeah.
Very cool. Okay, cool. Have you guys taken out a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. So you guys don't have any current loans out right now with the business, just the equipment, right?
No, none
just
at all.
Just equipment, okay. So just to tell you a little bit about the process, we work pretty quickly. Today's Friday. If you wanted to get me the info that we need today, I'd probably be able to have an answer for you early next week. What we need is it's a one-page credit application. It's super simple. It's a one-page app. We need 6 months of your previous business bank statements, just your checking account statements, and then last year's tax return. Did you already do your file for your 2015 taxes?
We haven't, but we have
extension.
No, we have a paperwork that TQ has sent us on the amount that we made for the year. We got an extension to October 15th or 17th, but Mike, the accountant's ready. He's gonna file them. So yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, no worries. As long as you have an extension and whatever, we can. Do you have your 2014 return, or did you file one for 2014?
No, we didn't file one. We weren't in. We were just getting started. You know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Quarter.
Cool. So regarding the tax return, then you can just send me the extension and then the other paperwork that you mentioned that your accountant has with your that showed your income and everything like that. It's a one page app, 6 months business bank statements, and then your tax return extension will be just fine. And like I said, it's a pretty quick process. I'd say best case scenario, if there's no hiccups or anything, we can have you funded by next week. And then same thing with the equipment financing. We a lot of times we can pay the vendor directly, and then they deliver the truck to you, and then you make payments to us in whatever term we can get you set up on. So my job is to get you the best approval possible with the longest term available, and then if you want to get something shorter or smaller, we can kind of work backwards. You are a new business, so it's going to be a little more challenging than normal, but I'm confident we can help you. We help startups all the time that have been in business lot shorter time than you have. We help people that have literally don't even have a business yet. So you're definitely within the range of what we can do. And then also just so you know, this won't go on your personal credit. It's going to go on your business credit. So it's not going to affect your like debt to income ratio and screw up your credit score or anything like that. It's only going to go on your business credit.
We are looking to buy a house in about a year.
Perfect. Yeah. So I just want to let you know it's not going to screw up your credit. We do have to look at your credit just because there's certain people that we're legally not even allowed to lend to. So if your credit's going to be just fine. I don't think there's going to be any issues with that. We care more about your cash flow. As long as you can pay the loan back, we don't care if you have bad credit score, because we understand that business owners normally don't have perfect credit. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But we trying.
You're trying, yeah. Well, you guys are doing good. You're growing and you're doing everything right. You got customers, they want to give you more business, and you're looking for funding, so that's very smart. So let me see. Just trying to make sure I covered everything. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Like I said, feel free to get that back to me today or whenever it's convenient for you over the weekend.
I'm about to do it right now as soon as, and get you what you need, because I got my statement. They all in order.
Perfect. And then you can just sign and date
them
up.
You email them to you or fax them to you.
Whatever's easier for you. Email typically works out better, because sometimes the fax can take a while, or sometimes the pages come out funny looking on fax. Let me just confirm your email one more time, just because you cut out in the beginning, and I couldn't hear exactly. So Stacy R. Harvey at Gmail, is that correct?
Yeah, Stacyer Harvey at gmail.com.
Okay, Stacyer, right? Harvey, correct? Okay, cool. So Stacy and then E-R Harvey, right? Okay, cool. Just making sure. Cool. So I'm going to send you the application info right now. And then feel free to get it back to me as soon as you can. There's a part at the bottom where it shows, where it asks for if there's a second owner, like 50-50 ownership. You can just write in, Chester on there. It's fine. Sometimes we'll need to pull the second person's credit. Sometimes not. Is he available for a signature right now, or is he out driving?
Yeah, he's available.
Okay, cool. You can just have him sign and then write his social on there, too, so we can check his credit as well. There won't be a space for the social, but you can just write it in.
Next to his name, his signature or something, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys have any approvals already? Like, have you been shopping around for financing already, or is this pretty much your first call?
This is my first time. This is my first. We get these all the time, but we never even, you know, really done them. But with us,
right.
With them being adamant on, you know, if you get another truck or, you know, We're kind of like trying to grow. We're trying to, you know, get it. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, you're ambitious.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because it shows that you guys did some financing with, let's see, First Corporate Solutions. Does that ring a bell?
No, that's just part of Go Capital.
Go Capital. Okay, they sometimes operate under a different name, and that was November last year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I think that's how we got connected with you guys in the first place. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's exactly who that is. Yeah, it sure is.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay, cool. Do you have any other questions for me, Stacy? Any concerns or anything like that? Anything you're on your mind?
No, just I think you've been pretty thorough. I just, you know, want to, you know, see if we can get, if you guys can help us get something, you know, a little something so we can, you know, grow a little bit more.
Yeah, no, and my goal is to build a relationship with you. We want to be there for the life of your business, so we want to help, you know, grow with you. So, you know, we might get you a truck right now, and maybe you're down the line, you're like, hey, we need some more capital, we're doing some more growth, we want to do maybe a marketing campaign or something like that, so you guys can build more business. We want to help you with all that stuff. So, yeah, our goal is to build a relationship with you. You have your bank that you have your money deposited with, but we're more, you know, we're like a secondary resource sort of thing that you can go to whenever you need financing assistance. So, so it sounds like we started on the right foot. I'm going to make this a priority since you're looking to get it done as soon as possible. I have other stuff going on, but this is the highest priority right now just because the special sort of situation. Yeah, so I definitely want to get this done as soon as possible for you. So I'm going to send you the email right now, okay? Give me a call if you have any questions. Do you want to take down my number?
I'm kind of driving now because you put in the email. And also, cool. How long have you guys been in business? I mean, as far as, you know, being the funding company, Equa Capital.
Yeah, 14 years. Long time.
Oh, okay. Long time. That's as long as I've been in business with my daycare, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we're one of the first companies to start doing this, actually. So we have a lot of resources.
Okay, well, I sure hope you guys can really, really help us as much as you can. I really, really do. So
I hope so too.
Really, I feel really good about you. You know, your conversation is very, you know, just it's just like, you know, okay, we're gonna do this with them.
Thank you, Stacy. I always put a lot of effort, and I always make it a point to make sure I engage with my customers because I know it helps. It makes a difference if you have a relationship versus like going to your bank. Hey, who are you? How much you looking for? Okay, bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. My goal is to build a relationship.
A little bit on a personal level, yes. It's
yeah, just, and like,
you know, yeah.
And even if you guys just have, like, if you have any general financing questions, or if you get offers, if you get an approval offer from somebody else, you're like, hey, let me call Julian just to see if this is a good deal or not. I'll be honest with you. So I'm very transparent. So.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know that you're transparent.
Yeah.
I mean, I want somebody to be upfront and, you know, honest. And
I'm going
to
be very, very upfront for you. As I mentioned, you're a new business, and I can't, like, guarantee anything just because, like I said, you're a somewhat new business, but I just wanted to give you that perspective that we can help startups, and we help businesses that are even younger than yours. So.
Yeah, so I hope that you guys will be able to help us because we're really ambitious and really, and we're trying to get, like I said, we've been offered, to be able to expand on a level to get a contract for, you know, another truck if we get one to, you know, to service this company. So that's what we're trying to do, so.
Okay, awesome. Okay, cool. Give me a call if you have any questions. You're going to have my phone number in the email, okay, my direct number. It'll go directly to me.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the email, and once I get it, I'm going to fill it out and shoot it back, and then I'll email you over the everything you need.
All right. Sounds good, Stacey. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.